Hello, my name Hank Block is written in the Lamb's Book of Life, saved by His grace and now privileged to address you as radio pastor for the day. In my visits with you looking at the Levitical sacrifices, we have seen many of the beauties of Christ portrayed in the different offerings. Today, it may be profitable to look at the results of entering into the totality of the beauties of the Lord Jesus as portrayed in the offerings which we have looked at over these past months. Leviticus 9, verses 23 and 24 indicate what can happen when we exalt the person of the Lord Jesus in an understanding of all his virtues as seen in the burnt offering, meal offering, peace offering, and sin offering. In grasping even just a bit of these individual sacrifices, it is then that the offerer can be truly blessed. As Moses, who represented God to the people, and Aaron, who prefigures Christ as our great high priest, came out of the tabernacle in the wilderness, having laid the offerings on the altar, they could bless the people. That's in Leviticus 9:23. Oh, what a privilege it is to present the virtues of the Lord Jesus Christ to God and to those around us. Then verse 23 concludes with the words, "And the glory of the Lord appeared unto all the people." We too may experience the Lord's presence when we worship in spirit and in truth, elevating the beauties of Christ in his presence in the house of God, which is the church of the living God. In verse 24, it is noticed that there came a fire out of from before the Lord and consumed upon the altar the burnt offering and the fat, which when all the people saw, they shouted and fell on their faces. When offered according to God's order and precepts, he too will accept our sacrifices of praise and worship. It is then that we enter into the fellowship about which the Apostle John wrote, that we also may have fellowship with us. And truly, our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. That's in 1 John 1:3. These thoughts end our meditations on the offerings of the first chapters of the book of Leviticus. Before we go on into a few other sacrifices, each full of meaning, probably more so for the Christian than ever for the Israelite itself, I would encourage you to read the first 6 or 7 chapters of Leviticus again, at a chapter per day maybe. I pray that your hearts will be blessed as you do so, thinking on how each sacrifice and action described pictures a unique and wonderful virtue of Christ our Savior and us as worshipers. This is Hank Block. It has been an honor to be your radio pastor for the day. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord.